Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 149, recorded Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016, and day 20 of the Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. We are cruising along, 20 days. I kind of agree. Dave Slusher mentioned something earlier about how, I do agree that the people that are in it are staying in it this year very strongly. I would have to agree that we probably have more episodes, even if we don't have as many like participants as at the beginning. Plus we've had some people add themselves, including my lovely wife. I'm also not having too tough a time this year. I had a buffer for only like 3 or 4 days. Since then I've been doing them on day of, and I haven't had too much trouble with it. So it's good. I was planning initially on responding to Tabitha. I think I mentioned this yesterday with the marriage talk about marriage, and I'm definitely going to do that. That may be my car episode tomorrow when I am driving to Atlanta. But I had a couple things. This is a slice of life episode. A couple things going on that I thought I would chat about real quick and try and get out of there in less than 16 minutes. Let's just see if we can do this. My Bluetooth headset's dead. I'm pissed. I am hard on Bluetooth headsets. I run a lot with them, which means they get sweaty and yucky. I'm also just kind of rough on them in general. And I don't buy super expensive ones, but partially because I know I'm going to be rough on them. But this one was decent. I think it was originally Charlotte. She doesn't use them nearly as much. And I broke another one. I think the cat chewed it. Actually, there's another reason that they get things are rough on them. And so she let me use this one. This is only about 2 months ago, but it is now in perpetual. Once it's on, and then it turns itself off. Then it turns itself back on. Then it reconnects to Bluetooth. But of course, at that point it stopped the playback, when it turned off, restart the playback. Something's loose, either loose or wet or it's not still wet, but something has, hold on, you're going to hear a door. Cat wants in. Hey, Marley. Good boy. Something's awry. Something's loose in there. Luckily, I have actually toyed around with probably not a whole blog, but like an extended period of blog posts on my blog, reviewing cheap Bluetooth headsets. As I like to buy cheap ones and just see, because they're relatively good now. I mean, like hardware is hardware, if it can support, obviously there are differences, especially in comfort and things like that. Even in the ones I buy, you can tell a big difference, but, they all pretty much work nowadays. Some of them have a little bit better connectivity than others. But Bluetooth has come a long way. I mean, I'm not an audiophile, and a lot of what I listen to is spoken word, is podcasts. But for me, like I said, running with a wired headset drove me crazy because I would catch it on things or bump it, would pull either my headset off or even worse, my phone out of my pocket. And I gave up on that years ago. I've been using Bluetooth headsets ever since, but it's busted. The good news is I have a super cheap backup that's here, and it's charging up right now. It is so janky. It's from like Big Lots or something. It's actually an okay performing headset. It's just very uncomfortable. It's a hard plastic, and if it doesn't quite fit your head size, it's kind of gripping the side of it, and it gets uncomfortable after a while. It stretches out slowly if you use it a lot, but I used it for a little while. But it is so. I think it was like $12. It actually uses micro USB or no mini USB, the fatter one, instead of micro USB, the skinny one that most people who haven't gone to type C use now. Micro USB is kind of universal right now. I mean, type C is coming, but yeah, this one I picked up less than a year ago, and it's still mini USB because it's just somebody's using up old components or something. So I have to scrounge up the cable for it. But the good news is it was easy to charge because this Zune H1 that I do the podcast, I'm doing the podcast on right now, has a mini USB connector to connect it to the PC as a USB storage device, which is how I normally get the podcast off. So I have that out pretty much all the time now. So it's readily available, so I could use it to charge the other one. Oh, anyway, I'm going to have to buy another headset because this backup one will annoy me. Second of all, I found a good way to kind of get, like I said, I'm trying to catch up. I'm getting closer. I've got a couple of long podcasts that I've pushed back, but I'm getting closer and closer to caught up. I'm trying to listen to them, you know, just I'm trying to listen to them through my day, even though that distracts me a little bit. It's not too bad. And I found a good way to do it. I've used various, crud. I meant to put my phone on do not disturb. Hold on one second. That's going to be terrible, but I need that hand. Okay. Sorry for the noise. It's probably terrible. But I've used various Bluetooth speakers, my Amazon Echo, which works fine, but Bluetooth connection, like if I forget and I leave the phone in my pocket, it can, you know, all of a sudden and I walk into the other room, the connection gets flaky and stuff. But I realized last night when I was we listened to Mad at Dad last night and we're in the chat room. And I was trying to throw it to the TV, and I had it on the TV for a while, and then they were having some video problems, and I had restarted reloaded the page a couple times, and the little Chrome extension plugin that does Google Casting just started losing thing. It had been fine when I first used it, and then the third or fourth time I opened it up, it didn't show the living room Chromecast. We have another one out back. And then after a while, didn't show that one. I don't know what's going on. That's something with the extension because everything else seemed fine. Other things could Google Cast. It's not Chromecasting anymore. It's Google Casting. And I realized, hey, I can Chromecast, Google Cast, whatever, BeyondPod. So I can listen to my podcast this way. And I've been doing that all day today and it's working great. It's, you know, No matter whether I remember to take my phone out of my pocket or not, it doesn't affect the connection because really, you know, the Chromecast on the back is getting a separate connection, you know, blah. It's not really transferred between the phone, I don't believe. But regardless, it's Wi-Fi, even if it was. The TV is set up to have good audio, you know, throughout the couple of the kitchen and the living room. Basically, this is like the best deal for doing it in the house, as long as there aren't other people here that I would be distracting. So, liking that. I'm at 8 minutes, not too bad. I'm liking that. And then thirdly, I started not everyday habit, but a new little habit today. I realized, so we've been playing Pokemon Go, and you know, part of our bummer here is we get... I think anywhere anybody goes, eventually they throw you Pokemon every so often and you can put out a lure or a incense or whatever. But we get Pokemon in the house pretty regularly, but what we're not near is a Pokestop. And I've been away from Pokestops for long enough that I basically ran out of balls and I'm not buying friggin'. I actually could, cause I have money on Google Play. I'm probably not buying balls. We'll go with probably not. Because Pokestops, I mean, they reset after 5 minutes or something, 5-10 minutes at the most. It's easy to get Pokeballs if you're near Pokestops. When I'm in Atlanta, I can get all the balls I want. There are Pokestops inside the CNN Center. But here, not so much. There are. The college that's, you know, a mile away has plenty of them. But we're not there very often. There are a couple within walking distance. There's a church, and then the Jesse Helm Center is on this side of the street. The university's on the other side of the highway. So those two are, and they're about a block apart, and they're easily walkable. In fact, they're almost on my running track, but not quite. But I realized today, I'm like, I can just walk. So I decided to take, I don't know if I'm going to do this every day, every couple days. I just at lunch got everything ready and or got everything set up. You know, lunch I usually eat when I'm at home, you know, at my desk anyway. So a lot of times I'll take lunch, you know, a lunch half an hour, 45 minute break and play a game or something. But today instead, I walked over and I walked past both of them. And then today, so that's two. I got like seven or eight Pokeballs just from that. And then today I decided to walk across the highway and to the two closest, it's within a block, there's the fire department and the post office, right at the edge of the university. If I'd have walked into the university, there's who knows how many on there. I can't even tell. But I got those two. And then by the time I walked back around and was heading home, the first two had reset. So that was six Pokestops in just like a little walk fest. You know, and it helps. I totally agree with Chiaki. I don't know exactly how old he is. I'm 49. We are getting to that point. I do run. I run quite a bit. I don't always run 4 miles, though. And he is right. You really need to, you know, have a decent amount of running in your, you know, exercise pretty much every day to push old madness away as long as possible. And walking is no substitute for running in that particular regard and raising, you know, cardio and raising your pulse and everything, but it's better than nothing on the other hand. And so that little 2 miles, maybe mile and a half, 2 miles. I'm not sure. I didn't pay attention. I could probably look it up on something, but, that little walk, is A, good for me healthy-wise, and B, good for me Pokemon-wise. So, I mean, I do that every day. And eventually, you know, after the end of September and when Charlotte is retired, it's the sort of thing that we can do together. Then it'll be getting into the fall. It won't be quite as hot. And so it'll be kind of a break that we can take during the day and wander around, get some Pokemon, get some balls. I got one decent Pokemon, too. I used up, a third of the balls that I got. Because I'm not a very good shot at times, but I'm still higher than zero, which I had been sitting in the house for a couple days with zero balls and annoyed about it. So that worked out good. That worked out well, and I think that is going to be something that gets put into the probably not every day, but an occasional break that will be nice. Nice way to break up the day. So there you go. That's what has happened today. And I think, like I said, tomorrow I will probably do a little discussion about marriage and such. I actually got a good quote from a friend of mine who sporadically listened to my podcast, like off the website, and he's been one of the people nagging me to get it into iTunes. When I told him it was in iTunes, he was listening to it last night or listening to one from a couple days ago this morning. And he sent me a message that I'll mention tomorrow that was interesting and I think insightful into my marriage to Charlotte. So that'll be for tomorrow. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find that me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter is Kenzoid. Facebook is ken.kennedy. Instagram is Ken Kennedy. There's other stuff on the website itself. You can find all my stuff there. And this Creative Commons licensed podcast is Creative Commons licensed. Attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported. Thanks a lot, and we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.